City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, let's do Fan Friday and talk about the action that lies ahead this weekend, or tonight even, Friday night football. Stamford Bridge is the venue for Chelsea against Liverpool. The two enemies meet again. Let's start, first of all, with Jay. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, boys.
Oh, always a cracker. Mickey's going to join us in a second. Always a cracker, this one, isn't it? Liverpool against Chelsea.
Yeah, it's always a tough game, isn't it, really? But if you look to Liverpool's record over the last few years, they have done quite well, haven't they, surprisingly? I think under the Mourinho here is Liverpool were struggling a little bit to get a victory there, but then all of a sudden they seem to have done quite well there. And last year's performance was very good as well, wasn't it? So let's hope we can do it similar again tonight.
Any question marks for you over the lineup for Liverpool, or is it automatic that Daniel Sturridge doesn't start this one and he goes back to the sort of team that played at Arsenal?
I don't know. I think it'll be a little bit harsh on Daniel Sturridge if he was left out tonight, because I thought he performed very well against Leicester, and he's unfortunate not to score a couple of goals, and his back-heel pass into Sadio Mane was fantastic, wasn't it, for the goal. So I can't really see it being fair if he is left out the side, but what do you do, because Coutinho is our little creation spark, isn't he? He's the little magician, he's the main man, so if he's left out again, it will be a little bit strange. But there's other areas of the team as well you've got to consider, because Dejan Lovren's back now, isn't he? So would he go back straight into centre-half? You know, Lucas, after all, done well for us, but he did make a mistake, didn't he? So it's interesting team selection by Jurgen Klopp.
Of course, they'll be looking at David Luiz. So much said about him. I mean, it's often the case, you know, because Liverpool fans are looking this week and saying, great, he's in the side. But it's often the case that when that happens, the player himself has a worldie. He's going to be at centre-half alongside Cahill tonight. We know he's got weaknesses and fallibility, but he's got Kante in front of him, which undoubtedly will be a massive help. And you don't know how he will perform, Luiz.
Well, that's it. There's two ways of looking at it. I mean, when John Terry got injured, everyone's saying, oh, it's a good thing that he's out, because obviously he's a leader, he's the captain, he's an organiser at the back, he's a mouth, isn't he? But the only other side to it is he's obviously a little bit slow, and Liverpool on the counter-attack are very quick, aren't they? So it would have caused them a lot of problems if he would have lined up. With David Luiz, he's got a little bit more pace about him than John Terry, hasn't he? And the thing is, as you quite rightly say, he's got a little bit of protection there with Kante just in front of him too. And also, yeah, you're right. I mean, normally how many times in the past when, you know, with players being like slated really by people, and then all of a sudden he turns in a world-class performance. So that's the fear, isn't it, going to the game. But let's be honest, Liverpool are playing some lovely football, and that Burnley game does look like a bit of a blip now, and we've performed very well against the better sides. And I think tonight, you know, it's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. We can't get too carried away. Chelsea are a very good side, and they're similar to ourselves in the respect of having got European football. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's a difficult place to go. And as I say, just let's see if we can replicate some of the performances earlier on in the season.
A bit of Friday night football. Let's catch up with Mickey. Morning, Mickey. Oh, have we lost you? Mickey, have you gone? I think he's disappeared. We'll have to reconnect with him in a moment or two. No, Mickey there at the moment. Continue with you, Jay. Just looking at the two managers, I think in particular, watching these two on the touchline tonight will be brilliant.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at Jurgen Klopp, and he's just great, isn't he? He's a very infectious like type of character, personality, gets very excited, doesn't he? And that's what you want to see from your manager, the passion, the desire when Liverpool score a goal. It's great, isn't it, see him celebrating. And if something happens that he doesn't like, he gets animated as well. And you look at Antonio Conte, he gets so wound up. It's unbelievable, isn't it? He must be due for that to have a heart attack or something in, because he doesn't have to get wound up and carried away. And he's even more into it than Jurgen Klopp is at times when you watch him, just even like tackles and challenges during the game. But yeah, it will be great to see what goes on off the pitch just as much as on it tonight.
Okay, let's have a chat with Mickey now. Morning to you, Mickey.
Morning, Steve.
He's still on a high after Monday and Big Rom's antics at Sunderland.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time, wasn't it? It was never in doubt, really. So, you know, he's a proven goal scorer, and obviously it was just a great all-round team performance, but it was obviously made even better with a hat-trick of Rom, and hopefully now he's back on the goal trail.
So that's one conundrum sorted. Now to the next one, which is Ross Barkley. So the manager said he sat down with him, showed him a video of what he's done wrong, but how quickly can he change or mend those parts of Ross's game that at the moment are broken?
Yeah, you know, listen, I think Ross at the moment is struggling for a little bit of confidence. I think, you know, they built him up, didn't they, before the match on Sky. And I just feel sometimes, you know, he's probably trying a little bit too hard. I think what Ross needs to do now is just get back to basics and, you know, just do the simple things in midfield. And, you know, his game will come. There's no doubt that Ross Barkley is an unbelievable talent. And I just think his game will come back. He just needs to get his confidence back. And I think we just, as I say, just start by doing the simple things. And, you know, he's one of Everton's star men. And he's probably just struggling for a little bit of confidence. But I think Koeman is the right man to sort of to have a word with him. And he's right what he's saying. You know, we can't lose the ball. He can't give the ball away as much as what he's doing. So just let's get back to the simple things and the rest will click into place for him, because there's no doubt that he is a talent.
He's 23 now. How many years have we been saying this, though, that all of a sudden Ross will show consistency and undoubtedly is talented? But how many years have we been talking about Ross as the next best English thing?
Yeah, I think we might be making a little bit too much of it, Steve. He's had one bad game, do you know what I mean? I know he didn't get sort of in the England squad, but Ross has started the season off okay. He hasn't been that bad. He had a bad game against Sunderland, and, you know, the manager just sort of took him off at half-time. But I just hope that he plays him against Middlesbrough on Saturday, because the lad needs our support. I think he needs the fans to get behind him. I think he needs Koeman to get behind him. I know what you're saying. He is 23 and he's been around for a while yet, but he's still young in football in terms, isn't he? I think, you know, he's only been with us sort of two seasons as a regular in the Everton team. He does need to get, you know, there's certainly the sides of his game that he needs to improve on, and ball possession is definitely one of them. But, you know, Ross Barkley, I don't think really he's got not that much to prove.
I suppose,
because, you know, he's... Go on, sorry, mate.
No, I was just going to say, I suppose if you put yourself in the shoes of these youngsters, they are only very young. So for them to be able to sort of take on this criticism and rise to the expectations of everyone isn't that easy.
No, it's massive pressure, Stephen. You know, he's a local lad as well. So, you know, he's carrying the world on his shoulders at the moment. He's, you know, he's an Evertonian, massive Evertonian, and he is under pressure to do well. You know, you look at Sky before the match and they were putting him in the same league. You know, they were comparing him to Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard, and, you know, they're massive names in football. And as you say, for a young lad, or especially a young, you know, local lad, that's a massive burden to carry on his shoulders. And I just think if we sort of get off his back a little bit, let him play his game, let us get his confidence back. You know, Koeman's the right man for the job, and I'm sure Ross will come good in the end.
Jay, not too much has been said this week about Jordan Henderson, but he put in a good performance against Leicester last week, and he's one who's looking for a little bit of consistency himself.
Well, yeah, I done a podcast earlier on in the week, and we touched on Jordan Henderson. And to be fair to the lad, he's playing in an unfamiliar role, isn't he? Like, deep in midfield. And, you know, it's obviously not easy to just adapt to that role when you haven't really played there for Liverpool before in your career very often. I think he's played there for England, and he's also played there at under-21 level. But obviously he's been asked to do a role, and I think the last couple of games, the last couple of performances have been very good. And it's going to be more of a test, I would say, tonight at Stamford Bridge. Of course it will, because, you know, they've got a very good midfield, haven't they, and they're very solid in there. So, you know, it's an acid test tonight. But, yeah, you can't complain. He's done quite well in there. And I think Wijnaldum as well has been quietly efficient, hasn't he? He's got a couple of assists playing in that role. And I think people are looking at Wijnaldum thinking he should be a little bit further forward. But, again, you know, the little pairing's coming on well. And I think because of they're doing quite well together, there's not the importance, really, of bringing Emre Can back. Because he's been injured, hasn't he? And he's back in training now, and he'll probably be on the bench tonight. He'll be involved in the matchday squad. But I don't think there's massive importance in putting him straight back into the team, which is a help, really, so we can get back to 100% fitness. But Jordan Henderson's always going to give you 100%. We've said before on this show, haven't we, about is he captain material? Maybe he got the captaincy by default, really, because he's one of the longest-serving players that we had left on our books. And the likes of Lucas Leiva doesn't play all the time. He's not a regular. So Jordan Henderson got the captaincy by default, really. But, you know, listen, we can't knock the lad's attitude. He's 100%. He's a very good professional and he's doing well in a new role.
Yeah, I think if you look at some stats, these are in the mail today. Jordan Henderson has run the second most miles this season. He's run 29.8 miles. Boyd at Burnley has run 30 miles. Roberto Firmino has run the third most miles, 29 miles. I don't know what it means. Obviously, it means they're hard-working players. Right, how's this weekend going to go for our two teams then? Everton, Middlesbrough, 5:30. Oh, five. Who wants 5:30 on a Saturday, Mickey? But how's the game going to turn out?
Yeah, I think we're going to go into the game with confidence, Steve, aren't we? You know, we've had a decent start to our season, you know. I'm not sort of, you know, I would be very, very careful how sort of, you know, how things have gone, because we haven't played anyone really yet. You know, we've played games and we've played teams that I would expect us to win. So we're going into the game, as I say, with a little bit of confidence. It's great that, as I say, that Rom has got his hat-trick during the week. And our players are on form as well. You know, our midfield, the new lad, the Drissa guy, who's just been absolutely tremendous this year. He's obviously bubbling with confidence. The lad Balassi as well, who had a decent game up there at Sunderland. So I think we're all going to be very, very confident going into the game. But these are the games that you do have to be extra careful on, because these are organised Middlesbrough. You know, they've been half decent since they've come up. So, you know, I think the crowds have got to be patient. You know, it's not going to be a 5-6-0. You've got to go into the game patient. And as long as we come out of the game with 3 points, then I'll be happy. I'd take it 2-0. I'll go for 2-0, Steve.
2-0. And for Liverpool tonight at Stamford Bridge, just a quick one, should Karius be playing? Because there seems to have been a debate about this. Or are you happy to just leave Mignolet in goal? And what will happen with the game, Jay?
Well, to be honest, I've never been a fan of Mignolet. I think he's an accident waiting to happen. But when you look at this season so far, he's not really done too much wrong. Yeah, he flapped it across, didn't he, against Leicester last week. But to be fair to the lad, he's done okay. And he made a couple of good saves at White Hart Lane. So you can't really just leave him out the side, I don't think. And I don't think Klopp will do that soon, because Karius, debatable how 100% he is, because, you know, when you break your hand and all that, it's not that straightforward, is it? You know, like the recovery of it all. So I think, you know, it'll be a bit harsh if he leaves him out, and I don't think he will. I think, if anything, he'll introduce him against Derby next week in the League Cup. I think that's more likely when Karius will get a start. So I think Mignolet will keep his place. But like I said before, Stamford Bridge is a tough place to go. There's no doubt about it. And Liverpool fans are excited at the moment because we've played some very tough teams and we've got some very good results apart from Burnley. And we're going into this game now, I've heard fans saying they'd be disappointed if we don't win. Let's get into the real world. You know, you can't get away from the fact that Chelsea have had a better start than Liverpool have. You know, they've got 3 wins on the board and have obviously a draw as well at Swansea last week. So they're playing well and Conte's got them well drilled. And obviously they're a very good side with some very good players. So it's a tough place to go. But let's be honest, we can go there with confidence because of the way we're performing. And I don't see any reason why Liverpool can't at least get a point. And just let's hope we can try and get all three.
Boys, here's to wins for both our sides this weekend. Have a great one.
Cheers, gents.
Cheers, boys.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.